Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Right now on VFN TV, we're going to have Apostle Kaderi from Nigeria. We're going to hear about 12 facts about Nigeria. We're going to find out what life is like in Nigeria, find out what the church is doing in Nigeria, what some facts that America gets wrong about Nigeria, and young victims of persecution, Christian persecution in Nigeria, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. Today, joining me on VFN TV is Apostle Isaiah Kaderi. It is so good to have you here today.
So good to have you too.
I'm telling you what. Well, first of all, I want to be able to introduce you a little bit about your wife. This is, you know, of course, your Apostle Isaiah Kaderi, but Christiana,
yes,
is your wife. Our audience is seeing her right now. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am Isaiah Kaderi from Nigeria. As you have rightfully said, my wife, Christiana, we have 12 churches in Nigeria, and we are the founding apostle of God's Standard Bible Church, Nigeria, and other part of the world. We are trusting the Lord that the vision that God has given to us to reach the unreached, that's what we are pursuing on a daily basis. I have six children. We have six children together.
Wow.
Been married for 27 years now.
Wow.
And God has blessed our marriage with six children.
Wow.
Four boys and two girls.
Wow, that's beautiful.
The name of my first daughter is Miracle.
Wow.
Because it took the miracle of God for us to have her, because my wife had some complication, you know, during the delivery of that, our first daughter. So, but we prayed, and God answered our prayer. After she labored for 3 days and could not have baby, and the Lord God heard our cry, and she delivered safely by the mighty hand of God.
It's like Hannah.
And the Shekinah glory of God. So we call her Miracle of God.
That's beautiful.
And my second daughter is called Perfect.
Oh, wow.
So I have four boys. The first boy is called Prince. The second boy is called Aquila. You know, from where you, it's a Latin word for eagle, Aquila.
Ah.
So my third boy is called Evidence of God's Goodness. So we call him Evidence.
Oh my goodness.
And my last baby is called Abundance of God's Goodness.
Wow.
So that's how we give name to our children, based on circumstances. And, you know, we actually prayed for four children when we were to get married. And we said we needed two boys, two girls. So, and the Lord blessed us with six.
Wow.
And then we now say, oh, this is abundance of God's blessings.
That's beautiful, though. That's a beautiful way to see the miracle of God in birth.
Yes, that's right.
You know, America, we have an issue right now. We have a president in office that's wanting to end abortion and the killing of children. And we've been praying for years that it would end. And it's exciting to see what life is really like when you rejoice over your children and God provides them.
That's right.
You know, a lot of our audience is wondering where, oh, I guess I shouldn't have named my son Bubba. No, he's not. His name's Jared. But welcome to the Gulf Coast, right?
Thank you.
So, I should have named you something different. It's a miracle. He's definitely a miracle.
Yeah.
So for our audience, I want to be able to show right now, you know, a lot of people want to know where Nigeria is. So I want you to take a look right now on your television. You can see a Google map showing us where Nigeria is at. So you're looking at the world. There's America, South America. It's spinning a little bit. Now you're looking at the continent of Africa and the country of Nigeria. There we go. And that's what we're talking about. And first, before we get started too much, we want to be able to talk, get our audience kind of a picture, visual type thing. Is like, You know, what are 12 facts about Nigeria? And FTD Facts shares 12 of those facts with us. And you can let us know. You can validate them or you can say they're not. But kind of give us kind of a context right here. Let's go there now.
Yeah.
In this episode of FTD Facts, we're journeying into the continent of Africa and exploring the Federal Republic of Nigeria, commonly known simply as Nigeria. It's a land filled with music and colors and beautiful people. What's happening, everybody? My name is Leroy Kenton, and I've wanted to give you guys facts about Nigeria for a long time. A lot of you guys requested it, so now let's take a look. Before we get into the facts, guys, I want to know, when you think of Africa, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For me, it's the food, like jollof rice. Oh my goodness, so good. All you Nigerians watching this know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the name Nigeria, where did it even come from? Nigeria gets its name from the river Niger, and that actually is the largest river in West Africa. The name was coined by a late 19th century British journalist named Flora Shaw. Now, the river covers a distance of 2,600 miles and runs into the Atlantic Ocean via the Gulf of Guinea after it passes through a huge delta known as the Niger Delta. Now, the Niger Delta is the second largest delta in the world. Nigeria is also a very multicultural place. There are over 500 ethnic groups in Nigeria, and the three largest of those are Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba. But not just multicultural, it's also multilingual. Nigeria has 7% of the total amount of languages spoken on Earth. Although the official language in Nigeria is English, there's also 600 distinct language groups there. So it's very multicultural, very multilingual, but when it comes to religion, there is like three of them. All right, not just three of them, but they have three basic religions, and that's Islam, Christianity, and the traditional religion there. Islam is prevalent in the northern part of Nigeria. Christianity is heavily practiced in the eastern part of Nigeria, as well as in the middle of the country. And we have the traditional religion. According to history, Islam was introduced to Nigeria by a trader from Mali, and Christianity was introduced by British missionaries. This country of Nigeria is also at times considered to be the giant of Africa. But why? Okay, so let's take a look. Nigeria has a very large population and economy. It's the most populous black nation in the earth, as well as the seventh most populous country in the world with a population of 189 million people at the time of filming this. And did you also know that nearly half the population of Nigeria is younger than 15 years old? The Yoruba ethnic group has the highest rate of twins in the world. Igbo Ora, which is a little town in the Oyo state, has been nicknamed the twin capital of the world because of its unusual high birth rate for twins. They estimated it's about 158 twins per 1,000 births. Yeah, that's pretty high. Now, many people do speculate that this high birth rate is due to the large consumption of yams by Nigerians. But then again, that's just a rumor. Yams are good for you, though. Eat your yams. I love them. Food. Oh my gosh. Despite its large population, Nigeria is still largely a rural country. Only 48% of the population actually live in cities. The walls of Benin, constructed from 800 to 1400 AD, is located in the present Edo state. These walls are the largest ancient earthworks in the world and probably the largest man-made structure on earth. They enclose 6,500 square kilometers of land, and they're over 16,000 kilometers long. Originally, the walls of Benin were thought to be twice as long as the Great Wall of China. However, back in 2012, after very careful measuring, it was announced that, you know, the Great Wall of China is still the longest wall ever. And that measures at 21,000 kilometers long. Now, according to the World Resources Institute, Nigeria is home to 4,715 different types of plant species and over 550 species of breeding birds and mammals. Now, let's talk about the movie industry in Nigeria. The movie industry, dubbed Nollywood, is the second biggest movie industry in the world.
My daughter, I did not see the fire when you saw it.
Now, this is in terms of production of movies. First, we have Bollywood in India, Nollywood in Nigeria, and then Hollywood in America. And in fact, Nollywood produces up to 50 movies a week. And in terms of the output, that is over 1,000 movies annually. Okay, so let's check out these numbers. 010101. Those numbers actually refer to the meals of the day. So if you have 010, it means that you skip breakfast and dinner, but you have lunch. And if you have 101, that means you have breakfast and dinner, but you skip lunch. Now, we know that Nigeria has a very rich culture and a huge economy, but who's the richest person in Nigeria? Here's a Nigerian billionaire, Aliko Dangote.
It's always better to be humble. You know, they say that no condition is permanent.
He's estimated to be worth $12.1 billion, according to the latest reports. He's the CEO of the Dangote Group, and currently he's 59 years old. Now, this brings us to the end of our first journey of Nigeria. Definitely tons more to look at in this country. So if you have any facts for any future parts of Nigeria, you can send them to our email at ftdfacts@gmail.com. And also let me know down below if you do want a part two. This is our first fact video on
So you're looking
African
at
country.
Right there. You're looking at right there, and I wanted to be able to ask you, you know, how accurate were they in those facts to kind of catch us up on Nigeria? Was he accurate or?
Yeah, it's a good research work.
Okay, good.
Really good research work.
Because a lot of times people clump all of Africa into one mindset, and it's like, it's many countries.
Oh, Africa is a big continent.
Huge.
Very big continent. I think it's the second biggest, in the world.
Right.
I think second, you know. So Africa is, Nigeria is just one of the 50 countries in Africa.
So it's 50 countries that are in Africa.
About 50 or 52, because lately Sudan has been splitted into
That's
two.
That's right.
So it's more than 50.
Wow.
So it should be about 50, between 50 and 52.
And we're going to be getting to, you know, the effective ministry that God's given you there and how you're even ministering here in America.
Yeah.
And we want to just kind of get a good idea of what, you know, what the people are like, what the culture is like, you know, and it's exciting. I've learned so much from you and learned so much from our research, you know, about it.
Yeah, Nigeria is a place to go.
Yeah.
It's a hospitable country. Yes, every nation has their hiccups here and there, but relatively, Nigeria is a safe place to go.
Awesome.
And they are so hospitable. They love Americans. They love strangers, right, especially people from other part of the world. Maybe when you come to Nigeria, mm-hmm, we will make you taste some of our, you know, African recipe.
Right. The rice.
You will really enjoy it.
So was that rice correct, what they talked about, the rice?
Oh, rice, yes. Rice, and there is a common food that we call fufu.
Mm-hmm.
This food is made out of corn mm-hmm flour,
mm-hmm,
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So they make it like a dough and you use it along with soup.
Ah.
You know, you will really enjoy it when you come over.
Twice. I'm going to go to Nigeria. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would totally love to do that.
Yeah.
You may need to put my ticket out of Nigeria.
You will enjoy our jollof rice. We call it jollof rice.
Jollof rice.
Yes, jollof rice is... there is how they make it in Nigerian way.
Right.
You
okay
really love it.
Hey, you want to send me to Nigeria today? I'll go with him. You send me there. I really do. I mean, my heart. I mean, the Lord. Yeah. I talked to you about this sometime back because you were here during the dedication of this studio, and you're here in our previous studio as well.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. What God has shown you about revival coming and all.
Mm.
But in the context of that the Lord put on my heart that there's I'm supposed to be connected to Africa.
I mean,
obviously, he's connected to Africa. But there was this phone call I got from a brother in Africa, and it was a bad connection. And he's talking to him, and he's just weeping and weeping and weeping. And he's just saying, you know, I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. You know, and it was just that connection, father-son type feel. You know, your spiritual father. It was just like that kind of connection. And we finally connected, but it was a bad connection. I was trying to listen on the phone, and he was trying to talk on the phone. So I know God's doing something. He's connecting us to Africa, and I know he's connected you to America, and I'm excited to see what God does. We're so glad to have you here, and we're talking about Nigeria, and we're going to be also talking about the lifestyle there. And I know we were just talking during the break about how many languages are actually there in Nigeria.
Well, it should be over 350 languages. So it's just a miracle to
right
bring people of different languages together
right.
to make a country. It's just, Nigeria is a unique country.
Wow.
Multicultural, multi-ethnic city mm-hmm. and everything different. Mm-hmm. So is the binding force, it got to be God,
right.
you know, because you can travel from one city to another city mm-hmm. with different languages altogether.
Wow. You can almost do that here, like with the southern dialect, where we talk different than...
It's not even dialect.
It's
completely
different.
Different, yeah.
But you'll have a common language, English.
English is the common language.
Which came from the Brits when the Brits
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, we were colonized by the Britain, mm-hmm. and we got our independence in 1960.
I hear a lot of, you know, today people are talking about colonization. They has been for years, mm-hmm. and all the negative things that came with that, and then... But the one thing that I've noticed that went through that is the King James English Bible and the English language, which brought the gospel to Australia, yeah. all over the place. Although with it, you know, oppressive men and crazy things that went on. But is that what kind of carried the Bible
yeah.
through the...
To me, the colonization mm-hmm. of Africa and especially Nigeria is a blessing.
Okay.
It's a blessing because that is what really brought the gospel light to Africa.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Africa has been lying down for centuries over centuries in traditional worship. And what yeah. they call traditional worship is mm-hmm. like paganism. And that paganism is the worship of stone, worship of trees, mm-hmm. worship of animals, mm-hmm. which doesn't make sense.
Right.
So, but when the colonial masters came, they came Bible on one hand, and then they have also a mind to also establish their domain
right.
in Africa. So through the colonial master, we were able to embrace the light of the gospel.
Right.
So it's a blessing.
So if you don't, I think that I noticed that the people who don't know God, they don't understand God and his desire for us all to know him. If you pull that paradigm out, then a lot of things don't make sense. There is no biblical worldview. But when you understand this got the gospel to everyone, one common language. Prior to that, of course, a few folks, they didn't want the Bible printed for anyone, you know, and then finally, you know, the Church of England and the King got it out with the King James Version, and then you had, you know, the others that began to, the Gutenberg printing press, and traveled it around the world. So that was awesome that came from, and the fact that many people speak English, because without that, you got almost the Tower of Babel in Nigeria where everybody's speaking all these different languages mm-hmm. and nobody can communicate. And that's exciting. I can't wait till the Lord makes a way for me to go with you to Nigeria.
Yeah, there's no place on earth that you have so much diversity
right.
like Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
No place on earth that you have multicultural life like Nigeria.
Right.
So Nigeria is unique. Nigeria right. is special,
right.
you know, because over 300 languages, like where I pastor in Warri Church mm-hmm. in Delta State,
mm-hmm.
I can't even speak their language. I can't hear their language there.
Wow.
So my town is about 8 hours drive away mm-hmm. from where I pastor.
Oh, wow.
So we don't speak the same language. Between where I station now and where I was brought up, you can count about 12 to 15 languages.
Wow.
They can't hear each other.
Mm.
So Nigeria is so unique and so special. I don't know where if that was the center of Babel in those
right,
days,
right.
but I do know that English language is what really binds the whole nation together. The means of communication is English language, so is the official language.
It's amazing what came out of North Africa when you look at all the history and traces all the
yes,
way back.
Yes,
you know, to that area. Well, the we want to take a look at this. You know, what does the lifestyle look like? You know, we're going to bring this up, and you can validate it or let us know if it's different there. We want to be able to take you there, because think about it. I mean, the secular media, they put Nigeria and Africa in a wrong light. This is an awesome country. God's doing some beautiful things. We're going to be talking about some awesome things that are taking place and how significant things we're going to be talking about in this program and the next. Did you know that 80% of the population there, according to you can Google and find out, but also Apostle Kaderi shared it with me, makes a dollar a day in their income. We'll talk more about that, but think about what you can do by investing in Nigeria, in the kingdom. We're going to find out how an entire family gave their lives to God for one small investment and started a business and just turned their whole family around. But first, take a look at what it looks like, what the lifestyle looks like in Nigeria. Take a look.
Nigeria is a country with a vast amount of contradiction and complexity. It has giant megacities and small rural tribes. It's a land of self-reliance and entrepreneurial spirit, aching to reap the benefits of a modern world. But it's also riddled with inequality, unemployment, and terror groups looking to reverse that progress. Its government is modeled on America's Federal Republic, but its 55-year history post-British colonization is a chaotic mess of coup attempts and groups scrambling to gain and hold power. The shape of Nigeria today is in large part determined by its time as a British colony. Its borders are a result of lines feverishly drawn on a map when the European powers battled for control of the African continent. The English influence is overlaid onto the fractious tribal history of the land, and this can be felt everywhere in Nigeria today. English is the official language of the country, for example, but for many, it's just a spotty second language after their regional dialect, of which there are over 500. The rural countryside is plagued with problems. Two-thirds of Nigerians live in extreme poverty. Infrastructure is a mess. Though electricity is notoriously spotty in Nigerian cities, it's much worse in the rest of the country. It's not uncommon to have a total of only 24 hours of working electricity for every one-month period. This is largely due to the fact that the government's presence in rural areas can be almost non-existent. Indeed, it's this very absence that allowed for the rise and flourishing of terror groups like Boko Haram, who operate with relative impunity. If you're a young person in Nigeria, and statistically you probably are, the median age is only 18, it's easy to see how these poor conditions would drive you to Nigeria's urban centers looking for more opportunity and a better life. Most likely it would drive you to Lagos, the nation's crown jewel, the second fastest growing city in Africa and the seventh in the world. Lagos is a microcosm of the economic disparities within the country at large. An oil boom contributes to the upper class wealth and massive urban migration contributes to a growing population of slum-dwelling poor. The streets are almost always congested thanks to a lack of working traffic lights, and there's the incredible sight of a large slum consisting of shacks on stilts on the lagoon at the southwestern side of the city. Its worst problems notwithstanding, the fate of Lagos seems to lie with its middle class, an enterprising, fast-growing part of the population willing to take the resources they have to create a better life. They're fighting corrupt government officials, slapdash infrastructure, and a staggering wealth gap. But their resolve is steadfast. The working class of Nigeria represents the best hope for a society with real social mobility. To live in Nigeria is to live with forces pulling you in every imaginable direction, and despite them, to forge your own.
What an amazing place. And we just saw right before the break, you know, what life is like in Nigeria. Was that accurate? Does it look like it's about what it is?
Yeah, it's almost accurate.
Wow.
Everything. It's really, the poverty level is so bad, but we are trusting God and praying for the country, trusting the Lord that things will get better. So the government of the day now are working hard to see how they can, you know, fight corruption.
Is it a democracy?
It's a democracy.
Like an American democracy?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay.
So they are fighting corruption so hard now.
Is your Christian the new president?
The new president is a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And
is he like Sisi over Egypt, or Sisi's friendly to?
The vice president is a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
A Christian is a pastor.
They ran together on the ticket?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a pastor running with the Muslim.
Okay.
So we believe that there's going to be a balance.
Right.
So,
right.
But they are fighting hard against corruption. That's really what has really dealt a blow to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nigeria is an endowed country. Mm-hmm. We have...
Meaning it's very wealthy, resources.
So wealthy, and but in the midst of that, it's so unfortunate that lack of leadership and management, you know, or mismanagement has brought the country to this point. But the government of the day, if they get serious more, doing what they are doing, Nigeria may come out of the of this nightmare.
It's amazing. You can have all this money, all these resources. You got the wealthiest man in all the continent of Africa living there, and yet it's not shared with the people.
No,
there's a word. There's a prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick. He's a spiritual father to me, and he said that the Lord showed him that there's going to be a great transference of wealth, and that, you know, Satan said to Jesus, he said, when he was being going through the temptation, he says, listen, if you'll bow to me, you'll worship me, I will give you these kingdoms. And Jesus didn't call him a liar, because at the fall of man, you know, man gave over that authority, but Jesus was going to take it back, obviously. And but when this kind of authority is given, when the church is not moving in its place, a small group of people can control all the resources for a nation. Because Satan can have a hold of those few folks. Like in America, I believe it's something like 85% of our wealth controlled by about 1% of the the people here. Which means if God touches that one wealthy man in Nigeria, everybody
is going to be blessed. So
blessed.
We are trusting God that the paradigm is shifting right now. And God is doing amazing thing, new thing right now. By the people of Nigeria, they are praying a lot. They are praying a lot because the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, from their corrupt ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So God is in the process of healing Nigeria right now. Nigeria is a business destination right now because we have over 37 mineral deposits. In Nigeria.
So 37 different mineral deposits
It's so the country is so endowed. We have no reason to be poor. We have no reason to be where we are now.
How's education there? Does everybody get a chance to get educated?
Oh, the
like a good education given to the people?
Yes, education right now thrives more in the southern part than the northern part. But the government of the day, they are trying to encourage all children from the north to from the northern part of Nigeria to they are trying to encourage them, you know, to pursue education.
So that's how so many people are controlled, when the government holds back education from its people.
But our government is encouraging education now because for the first time they are making meals available for children in school. So they said the children at school should have one meal a day, you know, provided by government. We have never seen something
so
like
they're like
that.
The 0-1-0
0-1-0
which means they don't eat for breakfast, but they do eat lunch, but they don't have supper.
Well, when they get to their houses, they should eat their supper, but during school hours, the government is trying to provide a meal for the school children. We've never seen it like that. So it's a good development, is what really...
These are future leaders, future politicians, future pastors, future business owners, then, the ones that are being educated.
Oh, sure. Education is vital to the development of every country. So if they pursue this course right the way they are doing it, if they can get more serious about it, Nigeria will change.
Is the education in one language or 300 languages?
The education is in English language. So English is a major thing. Everything is taught in English.
I'm excited about going.
So we are we will welcome you.
Yes. Couldn't that electricity thing not being all day? Might need to take some batteries. So if y'all want to donate some batteries, a little fan blowing.
Americans, God has blessed this nation.
We're very blessed, aren't we?
And I always say, American has no reason to complain.
Yes.
All Americans should do is to lift their hands and worship.
Amen.
For God has blessed this nation.
I thank God every day.
The leaders that you have, mm-hmm. you know, before they have been, you know, rendering a selfless service to the nation.
Right.
And God has given them wisdom to plan for the nation, to bring the nation to this point. So you won't really understand until you travel out of the state to
right.
the third world countries.
Right.
When you get to the third world countries and see what the world look like,
right.
when you come back, you will be thankful.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
You will be thankful.
I am looking forward to that.
I think you should yeah. send some of your children over to Africa
okay.
to just on vacation. When they come back, they will never be the same.
My son went to Haiti for six weeks to work their orphanage, and
yeah.
he came back. He said, "I'll never complain again."
That's right.
But that lasted about 2 days. But he said, you know, Americans have nothing to complain about at all. Of course, when he walked around, you know, they speak Creole there, and so he walked around. Everybody go,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
That's right.
They just call him, wait. He'd walk around, they would say, blah, blah. I think this word is blah.
The life presently now is so hard. So hard, a lot of people starve. Mm. The starvation, lack of food is one of the major things. And the measure the government is going now is to encourage food production.
Mm.
They want to go into mechanized farming,
wow.
you know, to try to have equipment ship over to Nigeria that can plow the earth and produce food, because there is gross food shortages right now.
Does the soil produce well there?
Oh, yeah. It's a fertile ground. If you are a farmer in Nigeria, if you do mechanized farming in Nigeria like you do here in the state,
right.
Oh, man, you will be a wealthy man.
Wow.
Because we don't have all those machines. We don't have all those instruments.
Not yet.
We don't have tractors.
It sounds like this wealthy man in your country could purchase all that. And
yeah.
it could be another business for him.
He's into other business, like
oil.
Not necessarily. He's into lime, cement.
Okay.
Cement industry, mm-hmm. production of sugar. And some other business, you know.
Right.
So his hands are full.
Right.
He cannot do all things.
So well, he just needs to transfer that wealth to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he can do that. Right? We're about to go to break. And
yeah.
I want to say this before we go to break. And make sure you join this next program, too, because we're going to continue talking about the miracles and the things that God's doing and how you can impact Nigeria. But speaking about how resources are locked up with a few people, and only evilness would do that.
Yeah.
You know, a person that might not know that that's evil, but if a person up the street is starving and you
yeah.
have more than enough to be able to provide, and America has more than enough. But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, that we were in this courtroom and the evil one was on trial and everybody was watching this trial
mm-hmm.
and nobody thought it would ever change.
That's
they had
right.
no hope whatsoever. You know, this is how life is. You know, we're going to make a dollar a day, or this is how it's going to be. You know, those few people are going to control all that wealth.
Mm.
You know, we had nothing. We didn't feel up. We didn't feel down about it. And the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted.
Yeah.
And we're like this. We're like, I mean, we just like, whatever, let's get on with it. Because so long it's been like that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he turns back towards the judge. And as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down. Bam. And the gavel come down, and the entire courtroom begins to fill with gold, not dust, not nuggets, but like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us, and he's covered in this rain. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, "I told you it was coming."
Hmm.
What I didn't understand, what God was showing me, when God deals with the evil one, that the resources get released.
Yes.
I was just, you just want the guy to get off your back, but God's going, no, when I deal with this evil one, there's going to be great resources coming, and we know what to do with those resources, wouldn't we?
Oh, sure. There's so much to do.
Joining me is Apostle Isaiah Kaderi from Nigeria, and really, I think, from America. I think God's given him a heart for both. It's going on right here. Well, tell us what's going on. I mean, God's moving, obviously, in a powerful way in Nigeria. I want to show a picture first, if you could. Tell us a little bit about this picture, what's going on right here. Can you pull up? There we go. What's happening here?
Oh, yeah. This is this is our all-night meeting.
All night?
All-night meeting. One Friday in every month, we gather as a church to pray from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
So it's all-night long meeting. So it's a miracle service where healing takes place, deliverance takes place, and
healing,
deliverance, and prophetic revelations. And
awesome.
So many signs and wonders are always future in a meeting like this.
Right, right.
And we have really seen the hand of the Lord in a strong way.
So the dedication is going after God.
Yes.
That's one thing that used to happen all the time.
Yes.
Historically in the church in America, but it seems we got too professional and too, you know, certain time frames. Is this picture here also the all night services?
This is an all night. This one you're seeing here now is a conference of our women. Of our women.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually feature it in the month of August at the Central Church.
I think you have some more. No, this is, are they praying or what happened here? He's singing.
Yeah, he's singing. It's one of the praise team member.
In the Brownsville Revival, the power of God, the glory of God was so thick and so heavy
so
that you couldn't stand up under the glory of God. Some of the best times I had with God was on the floor.
That's right.
Now, is this a comedian here? This is a comedian?
Yeah, he's a singer.
A singer, okay.
He's a singer. He's a worship leader.
Okay.
So he usually features in our... It's a popular name.
Okay.
You know, he usually features in our main meeting.
Right.
If we have an all-night prayer meeting, we bring praise worshipers
all night,
you know, from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
That's huge. I remember Linda Cooley during revival, his throat would bleed because he would sing.
Yes.
You know, he would sing that whole time.
It's an amazing experience. We used to have that once every month.
Wow.
Once every month. Every month, first Friday of every month is our all-night meeting.
Wow.
And every church member has to be there. And it's always packed out.
Well, you have, 5,000? How many members?
Central church, if we have a program going on, we can be up to 1,200.
Wow.
We can be up. But when we pull all our branches together and all our churches together, we should be about that 5,000 people.
Wow, that's powerful. And all night. That's beautiful, that kind of dedication. I mean, God hears that kind of prayer.
Oh, yeah. The voice of people goes like wave on the sea.
Oh, wow.
So the move of God in Nigeria is so amazing. It's so amazing that there is a church we call Redeemed Christian Church of God in Lagos. Mm-hmm. They have hosted a meeting that hosted over 12 million people.
Wow.
Converge for a 1 week conference.
Wow.
It was the preacher has to drive through the congregation to get to the pulpit.
Wow.
So they leave miles and miles and miles before you
get. How do they hear? How do they project the sound?
Yeah, the place is really, really, the engineering work is great. That there are big screen everywhere
you can
see the preacher and for the preacher to get to the pulpit he has to drive through.
It's like heaven.
Yeah,
that's what you think about heaven, the multitudes.
So
in heaven.
So it's a great move of God. It's a great move of God that God is doing something phenomenal. We have over 80 million Christians in Nigeria.
Wow.
Right
80
now.
Million.
Over 80 million Christians in Nigeria.
Yeah, we just came through a whole season of our leader that was not openly for Christianity.
Yeah.
He seemed to promote Islam more than he did Christianity. And the church began to wake up in America, going, realizing, you know, we need to pay attention. And we prayed.
Yeah.
And God heard, you know, as we were talking about in Silver Hill, that around November, in October, the Lord told me what he was going to do. And it was so unbelievable, you know, that it was, yeah, was going to happen, that it was just had to be a God thing. And he did. He shifted. And
that's
the one thing
right.
God told me was that our new president would be a friend of the church, that he would be helpful to the church. And he's been there.
Amen.
And it's a big deal for a country to turn that way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's God's miracle, because God is going to use anybody for his own glory.
Yeah.
So when God saw how everything was going, God decided to intervene and to bring the present president. So
only God can get the glory for
that. Yes, only God get the credit, only God get the glory.
Right.
Because it wouldn't have happened ordinarily. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't have been any chance for that to happen. But when God steps in, anything can happen.
I think everybody was shocked, including him.
Yeah, everybody was surprised.
Right.
So that's how God works.
But he immediately said that, too. He's had a lot of different meetings, and he met with the people who are heading organizations to stop human trafficking and sex trafficking, and he says, we're going to put the weight of America behind ending this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He met with each of these things the other president that didn't even talk about. He's saying, this is the right thing to do. And every single one, including education. I'm excited because when the church wakes up, then we'll be in Nigeria too. We'll be helping.
Yeah.
The American church will be with the Nigerian church, helping out in whatever way we can. And in our next program, I want to talk more about that, because we're going to talk about the details and what's taking place, what's taking place in America since you've been here. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Carmen Wilkerson-Williams on as well, giving testimonies about what's happening in America. But God has put on your heart, we're about to close up, God's put on your heart to be able to wake us up. We only have 1 minute left. Can you use this 1 minute right now to be able to close us out in prayer? Because we always close our program out in prayer. We have a minute to be able to do that, if you would.
Yeah. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every viewer of this broadcast. We believe that you have touched the heart of your people. And we ask in the name of Jesus that this revelation that we have shared together will bring us together to walk together internationally in the name of Jesus. Lord, I use this opportunity to pray for the sick out there.
Yes.
And those who are hurting in their body.
Yes.
I rebuke every sickness.
Yes.
Out of people. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, whatever the report of the doctor is over your life, I command in the name of Jesus that the wave of the glory of God take that sickness out of your body right now. I prophesy healing over your body. I prophesy deliverance over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I rebuke cancer. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke every form of sickness that troubles your body. Be healed in Jesus' name. I can see someone with migraine headache. You are healed right now.
Yes.
And that diabetes cannot stay in your body anymore. I command that sickness out of your body right here and right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's awesome.
Amen.
Write us, call us, let us know about your healing. We're so excited. Join us in our next hour, because we're going to continue this. And we always ask the Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray.
Thank
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
God bless.
Name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll